Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Mojave Crossing by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. Chapter 1. When I saw that black-eyed woman a-looking at me, I wished I had a Bible. There I was, a big raw-boned mountain boy, rougher than a cob and standing 6 feet 3 inches in my socks, with hands and shoulders fit to wrassle Mustang broncs or ornery steers, but no hand with women folks. Nobody ever claimed that I was anything but a homely man, but it was me she was looking at in that special way she had. Where we Sackets come from, in the high-up mountains of Tennessee, it is a known thing that if you sleep with a Bible under your pillow, it will keep you safe from witches. Before they can do aught to harm you, they must count every word in the Bible, and they just naturally can't finish that before daybreak, when they lose their power to hurt. Yet when I'd taken a second look at that black-eyed, black-haired woman, I thought maybe it was me should do the counting. She was medium tall, with a way about her that set a man to thinking thoughts best kept to himself. She had the clearest, creamiest skin you ever did see, and a mouth that fairly prickled the hair on the back of your neck. Most of my years I'd spent shying around in the mountains, or out on the prairie lands, with no chance to deal myself any high cards in society. But believe me, there's more snares in a woman's long lashes than in all the creek bottoms of Tennessee. Every time I'd taken my eyes from that black-haired witch woman, it was in me to look back. My right boot toe was nudging the saddlebags at my feet, warning me I'd no call to take up with any woman, for there were 30 pounds of gold in those bags, not all of it mine. The worst of it was I figured things were already shaping for trouble. 3 days hard running, I'd seen dust hanging over my back trail, like me.